the Hossam and Reish Dalet, Sif Hey, page 222. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shimri Yayin, Mavarach Alayim Barpri Agafen. If you have Shmarim, you have the leftover, the sediment from the wine, make a Barpri Agafen on the sediment itself. I want to see why you do that, if it's mazik, the sediment itself. Nosan Bahem Mayim, you put in water. Im Nosan Shloisha Midis Mayim, Umat Arba. So you put in three and you end up with a quarter more. I mean, another measure connected to each measure of water, which is altogether one quarter wine and three quarters water. So this 1-3 mixture is like Mayayim Mazak and Mikri Piragafen. Now we're going to see in Mishnah Berurah, he's going to point that, and you're going to see it further, that this is all because this 1-3 mixture is because we're talking here with sediment. You're putting in the sediment. Wine itself, you're going to take regular wine and you're mizing it. It's you could put it into more water. You put much more water than this gem. One six to one.
The low calorie grape juice. Right?
Oh. Well, they put, that's what they do, they put in water.
Put in water. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. I want to get to that ground. What's the thing with grape juice? The Mam Shashai, what bracha you make on that? Let's see. The matzah pachas, if you have less than one keneged, meaning to say you put in three parts of wine, and then you have three and a half, you're left with three and a half, or three and three quarter parts. You don't say that's wine, you say that's just, it has the sharpness of wine, but you make a shakal. Oh, so that's all in previous times. However, their wines were much stronger. However, in our times, even if you have a quarter, nevertheless, you cannot make a berpiragafa. So whatever the shear is that they're moizik, the people are moizik. And now if the wine is 1/6, is exactly 1/6, and then for sure it's bottle. It has to be less. It has to be more wine than that. Less water and more wine. So the Mishnah Berurah. Shimri Yayin. You drank the sediment itself. You make bread pregafen on the wine. Remember, you sucked out the juice. What happened was that you pressed these grapes. Then shenasek belit taruvus mayim. It was made without any wine, without any water involved in the process. Of the insimukim shalanu, well, our raisin wine, shinisha mitchilat simukim im mayim, that it was first the raisins were soaked in water. So even the original mixture of wine has in it water. So this is not going to be the cheshbon by raisin wine. The malta pachas. If you put in three, you come up with three and a half measures.
So raisin wine, you could say a berpiragafa.
Yeah, but not. Yeah. But that's if you make it straight.
What?
If you make raisin wine straight, if you go ahead. And then you dilute it again.
I was reading now.
You dilute it again.
So I was reading now that Galiziano.
Yeah.
They didn't have labuch. They didn't have it. They only had raisins.
Yeah.
So they made, their wine was made out of.
Right. I heard the Chavetz Chaim himself did that.
Raisin wine.
I heard the Chavetz Chaim. As he says, I shalonu.
Yeah.
So we're not saying. Shalonu. This is only by shmarm. This is only when you're making wine out of sediment. Umishum the chaluk is yayin sheish by many chashav kolkach. Av yayin gufa shetz medichas anovim. But wine that comes from pressing. Imshavachalem ayim afili yis mishas chaluk malkar l'shisha. Oh, up to six parts. Gam kain yayin gomerhu. Unkid lekame be'agav. Bina rak sheyeh boitam yayin she roi l'shti ayde mizigazu. You need it. It should taste like wine. And the people drink it as wine. That's what you need. Because if he decides that it's wine, but most people aren't machshav it as wine, they machshav it as flavored water, so then his bottle dayt is called. El shakol again. So then, even but if you do more than one third of water, I'm sorry, three quarters water, so then you make a shakal. Achra b'rei nefashas rabbis. Oh, the bracha chwenes is b'rei nefashas. Ovacha lo yehe. Oh, so now he's going on the Rambam. Rambam says, now this is the Rambam's very strange, about to say. This is very strange. Mechaba just said that our wines are weaker, and therefore you could put in less water. Then the Rambam says, oh, as long as you don't have five times the amount. Wait a minute. You need to be stronger to that. It's not a quarter of wine. So if it's not going to work, if it's less than a quarter, even in the previous ones that were stronger. Ramos mashma, even less grapes is will do it. The Ramos quoting agur. The agur is not talking about this case where you're making the wine from sediment. The bishmarim asher kamoshikas v'mechaber v'humar b'yein anovim kufa shikashemozi emayim da'ad karav l'shish shem yayin alav v'kanal. So I'm not sure if he's asking a kasha or he's saying a teretz. But on Kabon, the point is the same. If you have regular wine, then you can do it 1 to 5. If you have regular wine, you can do 1 to 5. If you have sediment, then you could do 1 to 3. As long as it has a tam yayin. And people drink it as wine, like we're about to see in a second. Ki oz, v'imayayin yoysim echam mishish b'mayim, if it's more, shem yayin olav, then it has a shem yayin olvashi, yabai tam v'reach shayayin, as long as it has a taste, the smell of wine, v'derech b'nei adam lishtes, yayin v'mizigi kazu, kanal b'saif simen, so b'saif sif, cotton, chav tats. V'da, d'vri ha'gazu, v'ari gam ke b'yayin chay, shenasim etchila b'li taruvis mayim, it's talking about, you have real wine. Right, we're talking about real wine that you put in it water. But raisin wine, you put in a lot of water. Obviously, you can't dilute it more. It's interesting. Well, there he brings that if you mix the grape juice with the wine with other things, then you don't, it doesn't go with the shear, it's only with water because you're diluting it. That's how you dilute wine. Let's see one more sifkan before we see the side. The vade bottle, I feel me ish by tam yayin. I feel even though it has tam yayin, still, even though if it's one to six, one from six. If it's one from six, so then. Then even though it has a tam yayin, but after the alma kaim alon tam ke iker, the arise is very interesting tushta. Then you say tam ke iker, so mele should live like wine. Acha lo yichoshev tam, the kiyu ba alma dami. It's tam, some taste. And when sarim yayin b'shar mashken, ayin lebsim rish beisim, asev al ba'agob mishne buru mashko sam nesham. I'm sorry, this is where, this is Mishnah Berurah, I've said something before, if you put it with beer. Akoponim, Lamaisa, Shaila is like this. I have a Shaila. The guy's making Abdallah. And he's finishing off the bottle of wine. Right? Making Abdallah. And he gets up to, he fills up the kais, three quarters full.
Could he add in water?
Could he add in water?
Why not?
Why not?
What you should do is, you should put in and ice
put
cubes.
What?
No, that's right. What you're supposed to do.
What he's supposed to do?
Put in ice cubes. Ice cubes
makes it shalem. Makes it shalem.
And you want it to overflow, whatever. Or by kiddush, make it the kais.
Okay, but let's say you don't have ice cubes.
Who doesn't have ice
cubes? Me.
You don't have ice cubes? Both don't have ice
cubes. Deprived.
Deprived. That's people.
Deprived.
What if you don't have ice cubes? Could you add them water?
I don't know, that's so
posh. That means that, you know, ice cubes are also a problem.
I grew up, I remember my father always saying, we must get trapped. He said, we can't make it.
Oh, so Lamaisa, we're saying,
you can add water.
Lamaisa, the Paisim say you can add water. As long as, the shot is how much water you can add, some say you can add half, up till half.
No, right.
Up till half water. Some say a third.
Questions on grape juice.
That's a shayla. A shayla about grape juice. By grape juice, shayla is what you could do with grape juice. And the problem is, the bigger problem with grape juice is because, especially with kedem grape juice, is they add concentrate.
Right, so it's already watered down.
So
it's watered to the water. But so it has to not grape juice.
Yeah, right, but the problem is, you don't know if the time of the grape juice is from the grape juice itself or it's from the concentrate. Cause it's,
okay, so what do you do? So what's the third?
So Lamaisa said that Lamaisa, I don't know. I don't know exactly what with kedem. I don't know each one you have to.
Kedem says they're great.
But wait a minute, do they add any water? Does Kedem add any water?
Regular grape juice.
I don't think so.
I think they add concentrate, but I don't think they add any water. So you can add some.
See, even
of water.
On grape juice, you can add water.
You can add some type of water.
Problem, the problem is that you have to mix it.
Okay. So you mix it.
Then the water maybe just
sits on the top.
Right.
Fine. So you mixed it.
Fine.
But it's still good.
What's wrong with putting ice cubes?
Wait a minute. So the problem with ice cubes is like this, is that they stay on top, and then it's very hard to drink. So you know my brother? You know my brother did? My brother, he put marbles in the ice cubes. He froze the ice cubes, special with marbles, so that they sank to the bottom.
They have fake ice cubes for they're made for drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
Want to chill your whiskey?
Yeah, they're not cold. What's fake about them?
They're cold, but they're not ice. They just make it cold. They don't melt.
And so do they float, go down to the bottom?
Yeah, they go
to
the bottom. Okay. Go to the bottom, stay in the bottom of the glass, right? Want to chill your whiskey, right?
That's for Baal Baal Shechem.
I'm saying that. Okay. I keep my whiskey straight. I'm saying, you know what's cool?
Yeah.
Scotch on the rocks? On the rocks?
Right, that's on the rocks.
So that's
right.
What it is. And it's rocks. Rocks means ice cube, but the problem with ice cubes is that they melt into the whiskey and then they dilute the whiskey.
I see.
So the people don't want to dilute the whiskey, so they have these things that they become very cold. You leave it in the freezer.
Fine. Because so you bring from Rabbi Yashiv that you shouldn't put even a little bit of water into the grape juice, unless you, just a few drops. This was a few drops. I don't know what that is. But in any case, vaita. So I'm not sure with this stuff you're talking about, the watered down grape juice. What do you say, low calorie grape juice? So yeah, I know what you're talking about. I have your time now. So I don't know, which Paiskim hold that it's. That's very pre-agaf. I'm saying you have to. I don't know. Could be that they know the Metzias. It could be you know the Metzias. If they know what the Metzias, I'm sure they know what the Metzias is. It could be it's different. But I bite there.
Temes
sha'isim echatzanim. Shanesim alayim mayim. So this is interesting. Here what you do is you press the grapes. And then You with the the shalach, the grape skins and the seeds. Uh-huh. You put in water into it, and it gets more.
That's
into
how
it
they make
it
in Israel. They make it.
They make it. You make more wine with that. Temet. Shaisim michatsan and shanesim alehem mayim. Dinam kishmar. That's the same status as shmar. The same status as shmar. You make a very agafah. Ani mili kishnetzru bekoyr. That's all. When you press the grapes originally, you use the press. So therefore, what happened was Imam Shmet took out all the lachluchis. But if you did it by foot, even if you have less, still mavarchan al rapi agafen. Shayainu v'mayim nevlon v'mzagim v'mashiyetsi yesh by yai meruba. So really, really, it's still fine. It's still a goffin because it really it's a lot of wine in there, a lot of grape juice. All the Jews came out. Obviously, that's only when it has the taste and the smell of wine. Cannabis of cotton on the base. The onion. Yain shenis harabim mayim. Zagim. Let's say you put in the grape shalachs, and you also put in te'inim, put in figs, lechazek koyach hayayin, to yimechazek the koyach hayayin. Afapi shazagim haroif, even though that's roif, mikomokam kol koyach te'inim b'mashke. Lemaise the te'inim are full forced; they weren't ein gezap yet. Therefore, you don't make a bere pri agafen because you look at the as the ikker. Talk to the Mishnah Berurah. Zagim. But Salim Meshach sheyitzio yayim and anovim. Menishu zagim nasalam teinim. Meshar peiris the chazik hayayin. Menishu ben lohaisiv bad musa to make it look more red. Makes it taste more. Kol kaycha teinim shal teinim hayu behem kol kaycha. Shal nesmatzu mikad. They weren't squeezed out. Zagim afabi shayim arayv. Harayatzu mehem kvar ikar alachluches. The mice, the juice already came out. Mesabed afilu rami klosa. Vasi arba v'yaser. Kam kein lemhani. Even though you have the shear of 3-1, the ikar hamashkin who meant teinim. That you say the ikar is from teinim. Bein levarach berpi agafen. Ela shahakol. Davi kashaycha teinim debrachas shahakol. I am Mogen Avram telling you bracha achrayna yishlep v'stag b'zeh. The Mogen Avram says that it's a sub being gay bracha achrayna. Da'at hashbat lo'y b'riru lo'y svarazu kokach. It doesn't hold, it's not so clear on this nekudim. Misafka le'y misveika pasak de'mevarach shakal. That which he says you make a shakal is only misafik. The yishlep v'zag kodavar. Because the Simon said, you're to the shock of Alkain, the Indian bracha achrayna, you're a lishis revius yain gomer, you're a chalagef and lift our gamash. Because the problem is, when you get bracha achrayna, bray brain of fosh is not going to help you if it's wine, and al gof is not going to help you if it's a shackle. And therefore, you need make a al hagefen, you need to drink wine and make al hagefen. Let's see one more sif. Quickly, someone drinks water because he's thirsty. Mevarach shakal makes a shakal. La'achar brein fashas rabbis. Avol im chanketei umtze. But if say, he's choking on some food, v'shal semaim lahaver umtze, some meat, and he's
take a kadur, no,
and he right, and he drinks the water in order to get it down. And mevarach lefanu b'le'alach, but doesn't make any brach. Anything. So he's saying about the gazach. He's saying whenever the palate gets hana from it, that's when you make a shakal. The stomach, whenever you get hana, lemaisa, my advice is you're somewhat thirsty. It may need some klal. And if he wasn't thirsty at all, he wouldn't get any hana from it. Chanakte umze. If she'amad lo yidvar achil begroinai. He has something food in his mouth. Shoshasa mayim, tavka mayim, sheinachich nena mehem, kiyim shoshasa letzmoy. Avka shoshasa sharmashk, if you drink soda, oichol chatichas pas, sheinachich nena mehem, or he eats some type of pas. Avsha ing sheisei ova oichol yachshav, kiyim laver omtze, even though the only reason why he's eating or drinking it is to remove the thing in his throat. Chayadvarech lo betchil lo besoif, because he's getting, oh no, it tastes good. Water, it doesn't taste. Water doesn't taste. It's just he enjoys it. He's just enjoying it. But he doesn't over here. He doesn't enjoy it. Shris mayim v'bayik el refu lo yivarech. Oh. Of course, everyone, first thing after you get out of bed, take a drink of water. Very good for you. So if that's refua, lemayis you're not thirsty. So therefore, it wouldn't make a bracha of him gam l'tzmai yivarech. But if lemayis is also first thirst,
your body.
So then, yeah. So I'm not sure what it means exactly. It sounds like he feels thirsty.
So if you're taking a tag of medicine, you don't have to.
Lot of times you drink water in the morning. It doesn't feel good. It's hard to drink it. It's very nakishmak. You know you got to do it because you know you're dehydrated. But Lamaisa. But if he feels thirsty, then you should be drinking.
You know, you probably should just drink whatever it is and not worry about making a broth.
He's not even going to make a broth.
Go derail over there. Right.